The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Things, the wondrous things to discover when we meditate. And one of them is that if the mind is quiet enough that we're not rushing ahead with our thoughts, if we're not projecting our thoughts onto our world, if we're not impatient for things to be different, and we have a certain degree of stillness or contentment just to be here as if nothing has to be any different. Of course, at times things should be different, but to sit here in a kind of timeless time. The scale of time is so phenomenal, you know, from the beginning of the universe. And here we are, just not even a blink of an eye of in the vast scope of time. But to just sit here and marvel at what we have here. Marvel at the fact that we breathe, that our heart pounds and that we're digesting food, that we have awareness, that we're conscious of our moment as we're here. Sometimes people will go to some wonderful, wondrous place in nature and marvel at the majesty or the amazement of what the nature can produce. I was down at the Grand Canyon some years ago and touched rock that was a billion years old. Wow, that's a lot of time, a lot of years. Or just to look out across the Pacific, and I marvel at looking across the Pacific and wondering how that view of the ocean far out, the horizon, has been unchanged in a certain kind of way for millions, maybe billions of years, who knows. And to marvel at the fact that we're part of this huge natural unfolding of this planet, of this universe, that is expressed in the movement of our breathing, that's expressed in our being, hearing the traffic outside, that's expressed in the birth of a thought, or a rebirth of a thought, if you had the same thought before, many times. And just, wow, all these things. It can be very easy to be troubled by things, very easy to be wanted to be different, want to hold on to things, to be attached, to judge things as being wrong, judge things as being right, all kinds of things. And all those things maybe can be appropriate at times. It's not like that's wrong, all that, maybe. But it's also possible to be quiet enough and just be amazed, in awe. Wow. In a kind of way that your self-centeredness, the self-referencing, falls away. Wow, just this, to live in this wondrous world that seems to unfold and change and evolve in ways that humans are just part of it. Even the wonderful, terribly way that humans are damaging so much of the environment, sooner or later, the natural unfolding of this universe is going to get the upper hand. We're just a piece of this bigger thing. So to be amazed as you do your steps during a walking meditation, that this is the natural world that makes this step. How could it not be? Nature, touching nature as you do your step. Nature breathing in nature as you breathe. Nature seeing itself when you see anything. What is that quietness of mind? What is that quietness of attention? Where it all is wondrous here and now. Thank you.